So it's going to be a real scramble and a prioritization. And suddenly we may have officers who told you that those machines are a necessity. They're going to be saying, not as important as keeping my employee, or mm-hmm. not as important as doing this or that. And
okay.
That's the nice part of this, allowing the departments those options and their choices, et cetera. Now, aside from replacing the inkjets, the next major thing, and the dyer machines, of course, that are in need of replacement or repair now and then it'll reach the end of their life cycle, is the ones that we are currently generating charges for toner on need to be the next priority line. So, and I'll address that in my email too, but with your support as well, because we do have several out there that are with another entity that are creating huge costs for toner, etc. Those will be the next target, so to speak.
When you say with another entity, I don't know what you mean by that.
Another vendor that's some machines here that have been here forever that are charging us for the toner, etc. So
those particular machines, though, they may or may not be replaced, right? Or we're targeting them to be replaced.
We're targeting them to be replaced for cost-saving measures, yes.
You have my support. If you want to put in a purchase of 30 machines today to solve some of this problem, to move forward with that. We're doing it on a state contract or a similar contract that's already been bid, and therefore it's not necessary to go through the bid procedure again. So as long as we stay within that framework, we don't have that time-specific amount that's needed for legal notices, et cetera.
So. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. I can work with that.
All right. Any questions?
Mr. Erickson, thank you.
Thank you. I'll be back later with bids.
Thanks for that minute.
Mr. Erickson, were you needing to leave today?
No, but thank you anyway.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
So you will be back at 9 o'clock?
Yep.
All right.